What happens when you cross-pollinate a classical standard like Flight of the Bumblebee with jazz swing? Earlier this month, an audience in Fayetteville found out. That's a sample from this month's concert that featured both the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective at Walton Arts Center. The Jazz Collective, 18 musicians strong, continues to perform around the region. It's an innovative large ensemble that pays attention to the traditions of jazz while creating their own distinct sound.
They'll play Friday night, March 30th at the U-Arc Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. In advance of that concert, KUAF's Robert Ginsberg talked with two members of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, Chase Cavalier and Ben Harris, trumpeter and guitarist, respectively.
You guys are doing bassy charts and original charts, great swing stuff, very danceable music, ballads. You're really covering the gamut, and it seems like every time I hear you, you're taking on a little bit more new material. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about just the formation of the band and the concept behind it.
Well, the band was formed about 3 years ago. Myself and Nathan McLeod were just looking for a place to get things going in the area, big band-wise, and try to really perform at a professional level. And at the time, it wasn't something that was really on every corner, so to speak. So very quickly, Ben and a lot of other guys were brought into it. Within just a couple of days, we actually had commitments from everyone to form the band. And so we're on 3 years going now and really picking up steam, as you said.
Rehearsals every Monday?
Every Monday, that's right.
I give you guys a lot of credit. Herding that many jazz musicians in one direction is no small accomplishment.
It's a miracle. It's no small thing. It really isn't. It's a huge undertaking just to get that many people in the same place at the same time just for a rehearsal.
Right.
Is a pretty big accomplishment every week.
And so. I'll also mention in the last 3 years at least, you've played a big role in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series sponsored mm-hmm. by the North Arkansas Jazz Society, performing and Ben helping to organize the Composer Showcase. And we can talk more about that as that approaches this summer, but we've got some plans, I know, for mm-hmm. that. Speaking of this summer, I know Rick Salinon, one of the arrangers and baritone saxophonist with the band, has got another new concept for this summer. Can either of you guys address that?
Sure, yes. It's going to be the Summer Jazz Camp. It's our first attempt to really educate jazz as opposed to just perform it. It's going to take place Monday, the June 25th, and it will last through Friday, the 29th. So a pretty substantial immersion in jazz, if you will. There'll be, you know, private lessons. Students will get a chance to take part in performing in a big band with their peers, as well as small groups, like a jazz combo.
What kind of requirements would a student have to be able to take part in this? Are you talking about high school kids?
High school kids only for this year. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe someday expand that.
Who've already had some band experience, obviously.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. And it'll be right here in Fayetteville. This is a first, an actual jazz summer camp.
Summer camp, yeah.
I know a lot of people, parents who have kids that have interest in music are struggling to find things for their kids to do in the summer that will further their musical education. So fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there anyone to contact regarding that?
Absolutely. There's more information. We're going through the Global Campus as part of the U of A on this one. They can go to globalcampus.uark.edu, and there should be plenty of information on there.
Promise you guys will keep me posted. Maybe I'll get you back up here to talk about it as this thing congeals a little
Absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
I know that there's a core group, but there's also some ever-changing seats. When there's 18 musicians involved in a band, I'm sure there's people that come and go and leave.
Well, there's always a few substitutes, mm-hmm. Sub-players on every gig, just because, as I said, with 18 people, it's really difficult to have everybody at every gig and every rehearsal. So we have, we have some sort of auxiliary musicians that sort of come in and help us out when needed.
Howard Ginsberg, host of KUAF Shades of Jazz, talked with Ben Harris and Chase Cavalier of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You can hear the full conversation tomorrow night on Shades of Jazz, beginning at 10 on KUAF.